Jay Sekulow, first a thank you to our veterans who are defending our freedoms and an update on the Supreme Court and Obamacare.
As a nation, we have a lot of obligation to the young, to the old, to all the poor. But there's no obligation that is truly sacred other than the commitment to our veterans.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
You see the way?
Pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This is an attempt to repeal the law effectively, take insurance away from several million people in 36 states, because what it is basically a typo.
And now that people like Jonathan Gruber are opening their mouth and talking, the American people are finding out what this administration and the group implementing Obamacare really thought about the American taxpayer.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, I think we're back up on our feet, actually, folks. First, a couple of things. I want to say thank you again to our veterans who are serving and defending our freedom. I'm sitting next to one that's in our studio right now, and that is Major David French in the United States Army, Judge Advocate General. We appreciate the service of David and his colleagues that have defended us through the ages here in the United States. And again, a good way to start is to thank and acknowledge the sacrificial efforts of our men and women serving in the military. We do have an unbelievable situation that has developed, folks. I don't know any other way to say it. The Supreme Court of the United States is hearing another case on Obamacare. If you would have asked us if they were going to be jumping into it this soon, most of us would have said probably not. We certainly would have thought they would have waited to let it percolate in the lower courts a little bit more, but they did not. Instead, they grabbed a case out of the Fourth Circuit. There's a companion case in D.C., and I believe that this is what you're going to see happen. With all the concern about whether what John Roberts had done in the first case and was it right or was it wrong, look what we can end up with. You can end up with a very good opinion from Obamacare, the first Obamacare decision, on the Commerce Clause, limiting congressional authority. Then you come back, though, on the taxing authority, which is broad. John Roberts writes the opinion saying, but under the taxing authority, they can do it. They come back and they strike down the mandate on the abortion coverage in the Hobby Lobby series of cases. We had nine of those. And then the Supreme Court takes another case, this one affecting the subsidies. In other words, for the Obamacare system to work, you have to have federal subsidies, federal money going out, because the cost of the premiums would be so outrageous nobody could afford it. So the law is written that if you're in a state exchange, you get the various subsidies that are available. Problem is, and this is the serious part of the problem, most of the people are in federal exchanges because the states did not take up the offer from the Obama administration. We're going to talk to Jordan and Fenn and David when we come back from the break, but that is the case at the Supreme Court of the United States. And I believe, folks, this is what I believe, the court's going to strike down the subsidy provision, which will completely gut Obamacare, and then we could get some real health care reform in that actually works so that we don't have to jump through hoops to get medical care. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to sign on to that brief, you want to be part of history, the third challenge to Obamacare, and this one's going to be successful as well, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign on a brief, that's right, to the Supreme Court of the United States to strike down Obamacare. They're hearing the case. You need to engage the issue. Over 60,000 have. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Add your name to that brief right now.
The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Cynical Eyes is right. That's a song, a great Stick song called Fooling Yourself that where our band here covered, a bumper that we've been using, and I thought, boy, appropriate week to do it. I'm going to play in a moment here this quote from Jonathan Gruber, the MIT professor, ACA, Affordable Care Act architect, and then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, but I'm going to get everyone to comment. So I'm going to play the first line. I want to break this down for you line by line. So this is the guy that was the architect of the largest abortion bill in U.S. history and a takeover of 20% of our economy. So listen to the first sentence.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes.
All right, let's stop right there. So it's written in a tortured way, in other words, so nobody can understand it, so that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, did not score the mandate as a tax, which, of course, was the only basis upon which they could ever have it declared in their constitutional authority. So this is the guy, folks, that wrote the bill. So understand that. So let me go first to Jordan here. The bill was written in a tortured way, and, of course, we were saying that the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, this was written in a way where you had people like Nancy Pelosi, we already played today, say that you have to pass it to find out what's in it. It was written in a way so that you could not see the full effects. You had to be an expert in tax law, health law, administrative law, and statutory construction to understand how these provisions were supposed to work together. And you know what? Even they, with all of their experts combined, they messed up. And that's why this case is now at the Supreme Court. They messed up because of the wording and the error they saw in the state exchanges. And they didn't see that this was going to be a big problem. Or, like the architect said, they knew that and thought, we'll get away with it anyways. And ultimately, it looks more like that was the case, that they were intentionally doing this and intentionally writing a law that was very difficult to interpret.
So, David, we've got a situation here where the bill's written in a tortured way to make sure CBO, Congressional Budget Office, does not score the mandate as a tax. And here's the reason why. Let me play you the next sentence.
If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies.
So if CBO were to score it as it actually is, a tax, the bill dies.
Well, that's right, because when you score it as a tax, what that means is the Obamacare law is a tax on the middle class.
Right.
And that was not
palatable.
Exactly. The Democrats in Congress weren't even willing to pass a tax on the middle class. So they had to game the system to get the CBO to score it not as a tax so that they could go to America and say, we're giving you health care without raising your taxes.
All right, so now I'm going to play the next line and go to Than. Folks, you be ready here, because when I'm done with this, I'm going to ask you to take some action here. All right, let's play the next line.
Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed.
Okay, let's stop right there. So if you had a law that explicitly said that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. But that's precisely, Than, what it did. And we were talking about this during the entire legislative process.
That's exactly right. Jordan gave two reasons why this could have happened. Either it was accidental or it was intentional. And Jay,
nothing is an accident.
Well, and I've been in these rooms when these decisions happen. The early versions of this legislation gave subsidies for both sets of exchanges. And in those negotiations, the subsidies for the federal exchanges were stripped out. It was not an accident. It was intentional.
All right. Now, when I play the next one, folks, this one is so unbelievable. I can't even believe this guy would say this knowing he's being filmed and recorded.
Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
Stop. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. I want to find the bite right now where the President of the United States said, I will be the most transparent administration in U.S. history. Okay, I want to find that bite right now because here's the problem, folks. I want to read you this sentence. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Now, let me tell you something. That doesn't make me, as a citizen of the United States, feel very well. I don't feel so good when the guy that wrote the law is saying lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. The next line's even worse. Do we have that bite? The one from the president saying the most transparent? All right, I'm going to save that one, and we're going to play it after we finish. So remember this, lack of transparency, a huge political advantage. Now listen to what this guy, folks, be ready to get to your phones and by your computer. Listen to what he calls the American people. This is us.
Basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
The stupidity of the American voter was critical to get it passed. This is the architect of Obamacare. This is what the president said about being a transparent administration.
I'll make our government open and transparent so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business. Now, Justice Louis Brandeis once said, sunlight is the greatest disinfectant. And as president, I'm going to make it impossible for congressmen or lobbyists to slip pork barrel projects or corporate welfare.
Yeah. I'm going to make it impossible for Congress to do it. I didn't say I'd make it impossible for me to do it. So you've got the president of the United States saying it's the most transparent administration in history while he's subpoenaing James Rosen from Fox News for his notes, a journalist, while the IRS is targeting individuals, and while the architect of Obamacare said it's the stupidity of the American voter. These are his words, not mine. That's the reason why this has happened. And hey, if that's what it takes to get the law passed, I just don't care. So I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent. Here's what you should be called today. Insulted. But John Roberts and the Supreme Court of the United States are taking another look at this. And why am I not shocked that that's exactly what's going to happen here and that this law will be gone by June of 2015? David?
You know, I think you're exactly right. I mean, it'll be gone by June of 2015. And here's why we think that. This was, and you said it early in the first segment, this was highly unusual taking this case under these circumstances.
Well, it was still pending for an en banc review for the entire Fourth Circuit to hear it, and they took it.
That's right. There was technically not even a circuit split at
this
point.
Right.
So they just snatched this up in a way, and we said it in an email that we sent out to everybody yesterday. This shocked official Washington. It absolutely shocked Washington, and for very good reason. Now, it remains to be seen what happens. A lot can happen between now and then.
Yeah.
But right now, we're encouraged.
Let me tell you what I want everybody to do that's listening to this broadcast right now. I'm going to say this now. I'm going to say it at the break here. You go to ACLJ.org right now, and you sign on to that brief, joining over 60,000 others. Or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. And here's what we're telling the Supreme Court and the president. The American voters are not stupid. We know exactly what's happened here. The architect of the law has said what's happened. We all knew that before. And you don't get to have the IRS change the law because it's not working. So the IRS gets to become the legislative branch of government. That is not the way it works in a constitutional republic. So go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take a phone call here. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to Bob in California on line 3. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, since Obamacare's came in,
yep.
I've got rods that are very painful in my back.
Yep.
And since Obamacare's came in, I have what they said was lifetime medical to help me with that. But they're trying to push me into Obamacare. So they've, for the last 3 years, they've been denying everything.
Yeah, fight them like you have nothing else to lose. And let me tell you why. And I can testify to this personal experience. The process now to get a test, to get a procedure, to get approval is so outrageous that it's basically the doctor is put in the worst of situations because they cannot get approval basically now from the government to get the necessary tests done so that people like you, Bob, who are suffering with a back condition can get the right kind of help. And you're not kidding, they want to push you in Obamacare because that's like pushing you off the cliff. You know, they accused us of doing that, remember? But they're the ones doing it. So, Bob, don't. You know, if, as long as you can maintain your existing policy plans, do that. But, Jordan, this is precisely, very quickly here, this is precisely the problem. We've said this since the beginning.
Remember, people were mocked for the idea of the idea of death panels and the review board,
And
yet they're there. And this is exactly what the problems are people are seeing. This is why the enrollment is so low. There are only 7 million people totally in the country who signed up for this. We're talking about it is supposed to be a reform of our entire healthcare system. Remember, the numbers were 25 and 35 million. Their estimates now are that they may get to 9 million people by the end of next year.
Yeah.
And that's if the law doesn't go down to the Supreme Court. This is a law that is just making it tough on the majority of people, and it's not helping a lot of people out.
It is not. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. What a chance we've been given. Back at the Supreme Court of the United States, a direct challenge to the subsidies of Obamacare. They go, so does the law, the biggest abortion-providing bill in U.S. history and a disaster for taking over 20% of our medical economy. We could fix that in a moment. Sign on to this brief, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. We are not stupid Americans. We're smart. You all are, too. You know that. We know what's going on here. It's time to fight back. It's our government. Take it back. We've got a shot at the Supreme Court of the United States. Let's take this move aggressively. We need representation from all 50 states. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare.
Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
The stupidity of the American voter is really critical to get this thing passed. So here's what David said during the break, and I'm going to have him say it because this is true, folks. We have redone the entire medical system in the United States for two people. I mean, that's an overstatement, but this is the truth. Look what has taken place here. Go ahead, David. The statistics on this, folks, and we're not, you know what, I'm sick. You know, this guy should be embarrassed. And why doesn't the president, instead of wearing that outfit he was wearing in China last week or yesterday, why doesn't he, you know, put on a suit and say this guy's wrong? I'd like to hear him tell me this guy didn't have authority to say what he said. But you're never going to hear that.
I mean, look, here's what happened. We were sold Obamacare as saying it was going to insure the uninsured. But here's what's happened. It's given health insurance for less than 3% of Americans, and they've used that as a pretext to reform the healthcare system for 100% of Americans, according to their ideology and their priorities.
Folks, if you're insulted by the architect of Obamacare saying the American people's stupidity is the reason we were able to get this through, I want you to do something right now. You go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and you take action. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 and take direct action. Sign on to this brief. We can make a huge impact at the Supreme Court of the United States. By the way, we're filing that brief at the end of December, so we're already got a team working on it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's take another call.
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Carrie in Arizona online for Carrie. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a statement about something Obama said yesterday and Gruber. President Obama said we don't have the capacity to deport the illegal aliens.
Yep.
We don't have the capacity to house them, feed them, and clothe them. So deporting them would be the lesser of two expenses. Either way, something's going to have to be changed, and I would suggest that we increase our deportation abilities rather than increase housing, feeding, clothing, and
he's not going to do that. I want you to finish, but that's not going to happen. And the Republicans better come up with a comprehensive plan on immigration reform that makes sense, that includes, number one, securing the borders. And by the way, I'm not worried about, you know, I'll be honest. I mean, this is not good for the folks in Texas because you are concerned about this. You got a lot of people coming over from Mexico. But you know what I'm worried about coming over from Mexico? ISIS terrorists. That's what I'm worried about because we're that porous. But go ahead with the rest of your comment.
Yes. And so, and then leading into how it's going to affect our medical insurance and medical care, what Gruber said was interesting because he said that if we knew that healthy people would be paying for sick people, it was buried in there. Well, how about healthy legal people paying for unhealthy illegals? That's basically
what here's what they're saying. If we would have known what the truth of the law is, Jordan and Than, if we knew what the truth of the law is, no one would have passed. It would have never passed. So we had a lie to the American. You know, they want to say the American people. The American people aren't stupid. Nancy Pelosi said, remember she made that statement, oh, until we know what's in it, until we pass it, we won't know what's in it. Well, you know what, though? They wrote it. And you know what's in it? State subsidies, not federal, so you don't get to rewrite the law, IRS. And of all the agencies that should not be rewriting the law, the IRS should be number one on that list. Go ahead, Jordan.
Well, no, the American people are not stupid, especially those who care about this process and the voters. But there were a lot of people who bought into the talk about this, that somehow everybody was going to get free health insurance and that this was going to be wonderful, even though every example from around the world of a country trying to do this has meant worse health care for people who are in the middle class. No change for people in, I'd say, you know, people who are struggling, the poor who are already receiving government sponsored health care and plans and getting the care they need, and then the wealthy just taking their health care privately somewhere else. That's what we've seen around the world. It creates a system. It wasn't the right changes. It wasn't the right reforms. The left didn't like it. Remember, this was not enough for the left, and it, the right True. Didn't like it either. So no one really liked this, and they put it forward, and guess what? It's not really helping anyone. It's just making things worse.
All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Than, now, this is going to be an action we're going to take in filing the brief here, obviously, at the Supreme Court of the United States. What has been, I know the Congress is out, but what has been congressional staffers' reaction to this surprise move by the Supreme Court? I mean, I think this is a gift that is unbelievable, and we need to take it right to the goal line here.
Yeah, I think David said it right. I think they were shocked that the court took this. But listen, here's the reality. They have a real institutional interest here, too. Of course, the decision in this case has sweeping effects for Obamacare. But the constitutional authority to write laws is at stake here as well, Jay. I mean,
yep.
It's very clear what Congress did here. If we are not going to follow the laws that they wrote, their ability under the Constitution to draft the laws is going to be compromised. So
right.
I think members of Congress are going to engage here. We are going to help them do it.
You know, folks, here's what you need to understand. The IRS rewrote the regulation, and email exchanges are showing that, in fact, the IRS initial regulations, as put forward, were very clear that the subsidies would only apply to the state exchanges. But the political offices within the IRS and the administration got involved and said, well, if that's the case, since only, was it, how many state exchanges do we have, Jordan, 14?
Only 14.
Yeah, so the 30 other 36 are, of course, federal exchanges.
Federal government.
Yeah, so what you've got is a situation where the law wouldn't have worked, and they realized that. So what does the IRS do? Instead of applying the law and making a regulation comporting with the law, no, they do what they love to do, change the law.
You know, look, the left likes to talk about how it's compassionate. Well, here's what the compassionate Obama administration did when it wrote this law. It created a requirement for people to purchase unaffordable insurance and would punish them if they didn't. They passed that law. They did it on purpose, and then later realize the political problem with it and try to fix it through the IRS. That is not how democracy works.
No.
He's going to have to go back to the Congress that he hates so much and actually do real democracy and real rule of law and fix this.
The idea here, Jordan, was, of course, to not say what this was. Remember how reluctant the Solicitor General was to say this was a tax at the Supreme Court of the United States. But then when it was the only way it could be salvaged, you know, they kind of embraced this. And now you've got the evidence. We'd like to lay out the truth here. The truth is that the government itself's main architect of this law knew that they were lying to the American people. The president knew that was going on, and that was part of the political calculation to get this disaster passed.
I just see it as how gross they view the American people. This the view that they are these liberal elite, which we've already discussed so much on this broadcast during the Obama presidency, but they really do think that they are the elite talking to the stupid people, and that they can then do what they want. They can lie to people. They can reform things. But here's the big question: why keep lying? You know, if they're so elite, if they're so smart, and let's say, oh well, we got this through because of stupid people. What's the point? You want to just be known, President Obama, as someone whose number one and only legislative accomplishment, which may go down at the Supreme Court, didn't work, that your foreign policy is a disaster? Doesn't make you seem so smart.
Yep.
Doesn't make you seem so elite. I just think this is a bunch of all these so-called architects and smart people from liberal schools looking that maybe they're the people who have got the problem with how they think the world should be run. Maybe they're the people whose policies aren't good.
Well, here's what they say. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever, but basically that was really critical for getting this thing passed. You, the American voter, can now take action. You could sign on to a brief at the Supreme Court of the United States to undo Obamacare. Go to ACLJ.org right now, ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way to do it. Or pick up your phone right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You are signing a brief to the Supreme Court of the United States, a committee to get rid of Obamacare once and for all. An unbelievable gift has been given to us back at the Supreme Court. Let's fight back, folks. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget our matching challenge and our book Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores everywhere.
Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.
You know, this administration picks the wrong side of every debate. They think the American people are stupid, and that's why Obamacare passed, because call it the stupidity of the American voter. Leader of Iran just said, by the way, that Israel should be annihilated, and that's the ones we're sitting down with negotiating with right now on a deal for their nuclear program. You know, fooling yourself is right. You know who's we're getting fooled here, but we're not. And that's the beauty of being able to do radio every single day. And that's the reason why you need to be on our Facebook. You need to follow us on Twitter. You need to get involved in our social media. This is how you stay engaged, folks. And we've got a lot of information posted on our website. But again, if you're just joining us, Supreme Court grabbing this case is such a big deal. We're thrilled with that. But we do have a call coming in from Texas about Veterans Day. I want to take Stephen's call, Jordan.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Stephen calling in from Texas on line 5. Stephen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Jay. You've been a blessing to me in my life.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that none of this would be happening if people didn't go before us and put their blood on the breach at Anzio.
There's no doubt that the veterans of our country, I'm sitting next to one right here in our media center right now, are the reason we're able to do what we do and talk about these issues and have the political engagement we have. And David, you served, obviously. You're still in the Army and Reserves. What is Veterans Day to veterans? What does it mean?
You know, for a lot of us, it's become a time to reconnect. You know, one of the things that's really interesting a lot of people don't realize is that how thankful veterans are for other veteran service.
Right.
When I left to go to Iraq, I was in Fort Benning, and I was walking out to this gigantic airplane that was going to take me to the Middle East. And the last person to shake my hand before I left was a World War II vet.
Wow.
And he stood there, and he shook the hands. And I think by that time, he'd shook the hands of more than 20,000 men and women who deployed overseas. And so it's a time for veterans who really understand what it means to thank other veterans. And that was something that surprised me.
Well, a huge thank you to our veterans that are serving right now in harm's way, especially with the increased problems in the Middle East, but also those serving all over the world. Thank you for our freedoms and for defending our freedoms. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, here's my question to you. I'm going to play this bite again from Jonathan Gruber. And I want to know, we're going to play it all the way through. I want you to listen to it. And what is your reaction to this?
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass.
What an insult to the American people from Jonathan Gruber, MIT professor and ACA, Affordable Care Act architect. What an insult to the American people to say we're stupid. No, you all lied. And you've been caught. And you've been caught red-handed. You caught with your hands in the cookie jar, and now you got your IRS trying to fix your disaster called Obamacare, and it's not going to be able to do it. They're not going to be able to do it. But, Jordan, the idea that they're saying the American people are stupid, this is so – why would he – if he thought this, why in the world would he say it?
Because they can't help themselves. And because I think that they're seeing the law implode a bit. And, you know, these are people who, again, they put a lot into it. They're kind of now trying to come up with reasons why the law is having trouble, saying, oh, well, you know, it was really just pieced together, and we knew it wasn't going to really work, and we did this because the American people are stupid. Really, I mean, I don't want to say this, but who's really stupid here? Is it the MIT guy who put this together and put his name on Obamacare, or the American people? I think it's the MIT guy.
I think it is the MIT guy as well. Let's show him that's exactly what we think. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. That was a great way of saying it. Or ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to sign on to that brief, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Maybe we should call this the Committee of American Voters. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief. You want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Prophetic that the band here at Jay Sekulow Live picked those two songs. Because you got the famous James Gang song, Funk Number 49, that, you know, what are you trying to hand me? I know what you're doing. Well, we need to put all those back on Facebook. I'm sure we will be this week and next. And then, of course, Fooling Yourself. But I want Jordan, I want to play this line again, and I want Jordan to reset what he said right before the break, because I think this is critical. Here's the MIT professor, architect of the Affordable Care Act, talking about you and me.
Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to get anything to pass.
So, Jordan, who was stupid here?
Well, I think it was Jonathan Gruber and the people who put together the law. I mean, the law is failing. It's got less people than they thought were going to actually be covered under Obamacare. It's only got 7 million people. And I know that number may sound significant. That's basically statistically nothing when you're talking about the entire United States of America. You're not talking about the poor. The poor are already covered through programs like Medicaid. So it was an expansion, remember, of Medicaid. So more people are even covered under that. But when you're talking about the Affordable Care Act, who's it hurting? It's hurting the middle class, the working class American, whose hours are being cut. They defined a full-time work week as 30 hours, which is not even European, to say the least. I mean, in America, so that's actually a legislative fix that could make its way through Congress just to help people. But ultimately, this was a stupid law that was written very poorly. And even if it was done so intentionally, what is the long-term goal of writing a bad law that isn't going to help a lot of people, that's subject to a lot of legal challenges, and that ultimately is not really transforming our insurance system in America? It's making insurance companies stronger.
Yeah, I think this is, David. I mean, when I look at this, I think Jordan's absolutely right. I think, Jordan, you've hit it right on the head. I think the one who's stupid here is Jonathan Gruber and the IRS for implementing by trying to change the law. And now they've been caught by the Supreme Court of the United States. So who's really the smart intellect here? Is it Jonathan Gruber or maybe the American people that are fighting back?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at what wreckage they have done to ensure, and this is the latest number, yep, versus our population, 2.2% of the American people. 2.2%.
2.2% of the American people who are covered by this disaster.
2.2%.
But we redid the entire healthcare system.
The whole thing. Yeah. I mean, that's stupid.
Yeah. So, Than, can we, as we go after this at the Supreme Court of the United States, there's going to be legislative enactments to try to, you know, repeal it, replace it. What is the process and what should happen? Because I think we've got two tracks we can be running here simultaneously. And then, folks, we're going to get to your calls. Go ahead.
Definitely multiple tracks. The legal track you've been talking about, the legislative track. There will also be narrow repeals. I mean, you've got to talk about restoring the 40-hour work week. That's going to be a top priority. Reducing these health care costs that are rising so quickly. And then ultimately, Jay, just pulling that decision-making out of D.C. as we unravel this law, as it falls apart, we've also got to address those real-life challenges that people are facing right now as the law is still in effect.
So this is the multi-prong attack, folks. So here's what we want you to do. You go to ACLJ.org right now or call us at 877-989-2255. You tell the operator, I'm an American citizen, I'm a voter, I'm smart, I want to be on this brief and this committee to the Supreme Court of the United States, the Committee of American Voters. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We got a lot of calls. Let's go to them, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to Timothy in Florida on line 4. Timothy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Timothy.
Hey, thank you guys for taking my call.
Sure.
And first of all, I'm a veteran also. I was in the Navy for 8 years.
Well, thank you for your service.
Tell all the veterans. I want to tell all the veterans happy Veterans Day.
Yes, sir.
And secondly, as you guys have stated before, that his agenda was to fundamentally change this nation. I think that this was an initial ploy to socialize this nation. And you
You're
know,
exactly right.
And he thinks that the American people are stupid. We're far from stupid. He just had a House and a Congress who would cooperate with him at the time. So now that's not the case. So we're going to see what really happens when the American people have the power back in their hands.
You know, Timothy, I just want to say to you, 100% agreement. And you've got a combination of a Supreme Court that I think has figured out what's going on here and a legislative body that is not going to give the president a pass just because he's the president of the United States. They're going to exercise their authority as a co-equal branch of government. Again, sign on to this brief, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. Let's go take another phone call here.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Dwayne in Maine on line 1. Dwayne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're off the air.
Hi, Dwayne. Dwayne, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate what you're doing for us.
Yep.
I was wondering if you saw the Fox and Friends interview with our incredible independent senator, Angus King, this morning.
I did not see it, but I'm holding on with bated breath. Go ahead.
They interviewed him by playing the statement from the brilliant MIT.
Jonathan Gruber, MIT professor, architect of the Affordable Care Act. Yes. And what did he say?
He got very angry with the Fox interviewer and said he didn't know who this person was. And they re-explained to him who it was. And he blew up at them, basically supporting this guy and making the statement that Fox interviewer didn't want people to have health care.
Yeah, well, this is going to be the attack point, okay? So I'm going to get everybody's comments on this. I appreciate you calling in, Dwayne. By the way, if you want to talk to us, 800-684-3110. But there's going to be the talk point here. They're going to say, oh, you're talking about taking subsidies away from people that can't afford health care. No, what we're talking about is the American people not having to subsidize something the law doesn't allow for. But the left is definitely going to do that, David.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. If they wanted the law to require the American people to subsidize individuals in federal exchanges,
they could have done it.
Write it that way. Write it that way. You don't essentially dragoon the IRS into rewriting the law outside of the legislative process. That's not our democracy.
No, but they've done that, and the IRS tried to do this through what they always love to do, through the slip of a regulation. But the reality is, Jordan and Than, that when you look at it, the political consequences of this, I think, will put the president in 2 years of absolute lame duck.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, when you have your architects of the law coming forward and calling people stupid, and then you have a U.S. senator who is an independent but caucuses with you, try and go on TV, not know about that statement being out there, and basically what Senator King said, Angus King from Maine, said that you're cruel for questioning Obamacare. As you just said, this whole talking point that, okay, so it's not cruel. You can call people stupid, and not just a person stupid, the American people stupid. But it's cruel to question Obamacare. Again, I go back to this. You can take every word they use and turn it on them. They're cruel, they're stupid, and they've implemented laws here and abroad that are hurting America.
And Jordan, I would just add, Senator King needs to remember one thing. Who controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House when this law was written?
Course.
It wasn't Republicans. It wasn't the American people. It was his party.
Yeah, they'll never forget that. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your phone calls. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones. Viviana calling in from New York on line three. Viviana, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Viviana.
Thanks again for taking my call.
Sure.
And again, honor to veterans for today.
Yep.
I wanted to tell you a personal story,
sure.
Jay. I was wondering whether we could repeal it because the intent of the law was never really upheld. My brother was in Florida. He had lost his job because of the downturn in the
right.
mortgage industry.
Yep.
He tried for 8 months to get connected to health care,
yeah,
could
right.
never get connected.
Right.
And he has a serious illness that has gotten worse because he couldn't get connected, had to come back to New York the 15th of October. And now he's still having a month waiting period, but that's
yeah.
much better than what happened in Florida.
I'll tell you what's happened, and I think what David French said earlier is right. 2.2% of the American people got something out of Obamacare, and 98% of the people have gotten something else out of Obamacare, and that's called no health coverage anymore. And no real medical care. And this is problematic of what we're really dealing with. David, we're tight on time here before the break. But this is the heart-wrenching stories, and this is the reality of why we've got to fight back on this so aggressively.
Oh, absolutely. One of the key parts of Obamacare is this artificial effort to depress health care costs, to lower health care costs. And what that means in real-world terms is denying and rationing care. And that's not what the American people signed up for.
But that's exactly what's happening here. You remember the talk about the death panels? Oh, that one happened. We're not going to have the federal government controlling all this. Oh, that one happened. Well, that's exactly what happened. But now we've got a chance to take it back. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. The previous caller mentioned Senator King. Listen to this between Senator King and Kim Guilfoyle. Oh, okay. We're going to have it. We'll have it up for you in the next segment of the broadcast. We're pulling it now. And when you hear it, folks, I mean, you read it, it's something. But when you hear it in the next segment, unbelievable that this is coming out of a United States senator. All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Breaking it down line by line, a Supreme Court case that could end the abortion juggernaut of Obamacare. But we need your help. We want you to join this committee, a committee of American people, voters of America, to speak out and speak up against what's happened here. ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard on this, folks. It's critical that we talk about this and we take action. We'll be back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. The U.S. Supreme Court has accepted a critical case that could gut the deeply flawed Obamacare law. The High Court will consider an important component to determine whether a major funding mechanism for Obamacare is unconstitutional. Now, at the American Center for Law and Justice, we are mobilizing. We will be filing a critical amicus brief on behalf of members of Congress and Americans, asking the High Court to accept the findings of an appeals court, which correctly determined that subsidies for Obamacare are for state exchanges, not federal exchanges. Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.
that kind of sums it right up for us. That's a song that we did here at the Jay Sekulow Band. We have not put it out on video yet. We'll do that in the weeks ahead. That's the famous James Gang song, Funk Number 49. And there's a great line in there that says, you know, I know your plan. What are you trying to hand me? Well, we've caught them in the cookie. Their hands are in the cookie jar, folks, and we caught them. But Senator King from Maine. Oh, this is good. Take a listen to this.
They just lied about a health plan to the American people, called the stupidity of the American voter, and bragged about the lack of transparency.
This is one guy. I don't know who this guy was. All I know is that it's important for people to have health insurance. And if you guys are saying people shouldn't have health insurance, I don't know where you're coming from. Are you that cruel?
Yeah. No. Because that wasn't even the point. But you know what the point is? When they, I think what Jordan said, the most important statement of the day is, this is really how they think. This is how the elites think. They think the American people just will never catch up with this. And, Than, the question I'm going to ask you is, politically, what are the consequences of this?
Well, I think it's very telling that the liberal academics, this is their rationale for writing a law that was never sustainable in the first place. Politically, two things, Jay. First of all, the full repeal bill, that's going to land on the president's desk, but we've got to be realistic here.
He's going to veto it. It won't be overturned.
Exactly. The opportunity for doing away with this law is this case at the Supreme Court of the United States. We will engage the members in that effort.
Jordan, do you think the politics of it, though, also play out in the next presidential election? Because this is a pretty – if this elitist attitude is kind of the thematic of where the Democrats are going, the impact on this could be staggering.
Yeah, well, I think if you don't see the Supreme Court basically gutting the rest of the law through the subsidies issue and this stays into effect, but it's still having this kind of trouble – I absolutely think you're going to see this as a political issue. It's not going away. Yes, there are other issues. There's foreign policy issues. It was a huge issue in the midterm elections. It's one that you can't ignore 2 years from now. And it keeps, because of its ineffectiveness and because of the problems within the law, it's not going away either. It's not something that's being implemented very streamlined. It's, as David's talking about, we're talking about 2% of the American people, and but yet everybody is feeling the effects, every company, every business, and every insurer.
All right, so I'm going to take Sanja's call from line one on Pennsylvania. So let's go ahead. You're on the air, Sanja. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, I'm trying to get clarity. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I believe in helping people.
Yep.
What is so horrible, enlighten me, please, about giving individuals coverage who never had it before?
Nothing.
Why are you still willing
I think it's a great idea, Sanja.
So how do you go about implementing that? Because it seems like
So let's talk about where we agree. Giving coverage. People that cannot afford coverage get coverage in the United States of America. We have the most liberal, and I'm using that in the right way, healthcare system in the world. If you go into an emergency room and you need help, you're getting it if you have insurance or if you don't. In fact, you may get more coverage if you don't have insurance than if you do. So no one is saying that having healthcare available for Americans is a bad idea. But as David said, what is a really bad idea, and I'm going to let him explain it again, is to redo the entire healthcare system for 2.2% of the population. If that was what you worried about, just extend Medicaid out. That's all you had to do. You didn't have to create this government bureaucracy. And I understand you're a Christian. I appreciate the sympathies here. But let me have David explain this, and I want to go back to you, Sonia.
Yeah, let's be real clear about what Obamacare has really done for the uninsured.
Yeah, this is for the Affordable Care Act. This is what they've done.
So 2.2% of Americans are now under these exchange insurance policies. And that's being generous because most of them already had insurance beforehand.
They had probably less than a half a percent.
They had to be forced to leave their old insurance plan to get their new insurance plan. This new insurance plan helps prop up a system that is putting Planned Parenthood in schools,
right?
That is one of the greatest expansions of abortion in American history.
Correct.
That disproportionately impacts the poor right there.
Right.
I can think of few things more destructive to the poor than abortion.
Yeah. So what you have happened here is basically this did not increase health care coverage to anybody.
So why are you not giving people the whole truth? That's dishonest. It did so. People who had pre-existing conditions are now.
We all agree with the pre-existing. We've said that provisions like pre-existing conditions. Republicans had that option also out there. That the president wanted to sign when it was a standalone piece of legislation. That was there. So I'm not being dishonest. I'm telling the truth. Let me tell you what dishonest is. The architect of the law is saying if the American people understood what the law was, they would never pass it because it's the stupidity of the American voter that allowed us to pass the bill. How does that make you feel, Sonia, that this guy's called you, an American voter, stupid?
On all sides of the aisle,
I'm asking you a question. The architect of the law said the American people's stupidity is what allowed this law to pass. How do you feel about that?
The whole thing and Congress. Yeah. I hate to hear anything.
Okay, yeah.
Sandra, did you have to give? Did you have to sign up with a plan in Pennsylvania?
Well, I give insurance to my government, to my employer.
So you're not affected by Obamacare. I mean, but maybe your costs are going up. So again, we're hearing from people who again, where are these 7 million? And honestly, did they just go from one insurance to the other? I thought what this was about, as Sandra was saying, saving all these people who didn't have insurance. The truth is, all of those people were already covered, and Medicaid has been expanded to cover even more of them.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Len's calling from Pennsylvania. He's on line two. Hi, Len.
Hey, Jay, good to call in. Hey,
thanks.
A couple things. I do not believe that Obama or anybody in his administration are stupid, but I think they're narcissistic. I believe they're elitists, and they have an agenda. So they're not dumb.
Oh, no. I'll tell you who's not smart, though. I think what Jordan said is right. Is Gruber, the architect of this, for making that kind of statement, Len? That was not smart. Because when you call the American people stupid and that you could get the law through by not being transparent, you have basically said we lied to the American people to get something done here. And that, Len, was not smart. It may be narcissistic, but it was not smart. And it was exactly, Jordan, I think, say it again. This is the elitist mentality of how we're dealing with this.
Yeah, that's right. And so the idea that everyone else is stupid, not us. Now, that they even hold that idea when they're the architects of failed legislation, when they're the architects of failed policy, when their foreign policy fails in the Middle East, and they still think everyone else is stupid. Maybe it's their ideas. Maybe it's their plans. Maybe it's their theories about how things should work.
All right, last call. Let's take the last call, Jordan.
Tim in Missouri, line three. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tim.
Thank you so much for taking my call. First off, I want to thank you, Jay, for giving us a forum to where we speak back to the government and the president.
Yes, sir.
My first question is, if we can't afford the insurance, how are we going to afford to pay the fine? I've been trying to figure that out.
Don't worry. The IRS will come knocking on your door. They're the enforcement vehicle, number one. So go ahead with your other question. Now, Tim, I understand you're a veteran as well.
Yes, I am.
I want to thank you for your service to the country, especially on this Veteran Day. I'm very tight on time here, so go ahead with your last question.
Being that I'm covered by the VA, I don't have to buy any kind of additional insurance that would qualify.
Let me get David French to jump right in here.
Yeah, that's right. When you're covered by VA medical care, you don't have to jump through all the Obamacare hoops.
Isn't that something? The VA is more effective in delivering medical service than our own national health care system. Well, we could talk about that for another hour, but we are out of time. All right, folks, here's what we're going to do. We want you to be part of the team. Over 60,000 people in a two-day period have signed, a day and a half, signed on to this brief to the Supreme Court of the United States that says Obamacare, subsidies gone, law folds, that's it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We want you to sign on to that brief. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And again, folks, if you want to stand up and for your rights, it's a great way to do it. Sign that brief at ACLJ.org.
Sign on to our brief today. President Obama does not have the authority to rewrite the law. Add your name to our committee urging the Supreme Court to reject Obamacare. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you could add your name online at aclj.org.